Wednesday, August 2nd. President had no schedule today. Spent time on odds and ends. He talked to me first thing this morning about the Pat Nixon film. Wanted to set up a plan for her to review it, which we did. The president warned Rose and Tricia to sit in with her and rave about it so that we'd get approval. They ran it at 5 o'clock today, and it came off extremely well, so we're in good shape on that. He got into some convention ideas, particularly his thought of doing some kind of personal handshaker after the acceptance speech, and agreed with my recommendation that he simply stay on the platform and let people file by and greet him there. So that's what we're going to work out. There's some problems with Pat Nixon on convention scheduling and the question of her arriving separately and all, but those appear to be soluble. We had a flap today on the Wallace thing because apparently Snyder and France misunderstood Conley last night, think that we're not going to provide them with financial support, and we were at a point where they were threatening at least to go to Wallace and reactivate him as a third-party candidate. Conley and Colson went back and forth on this, and apparently it's now been resolved with our committing to financial support of their staff needs for the balance of the year. And other minor items. President met with Conley for an hour and a half this afternoon, reviewed progress on lining up Democrats, discussed general strategy as to what President ought to do in way of a press conference, agreeing that he should not have any while the Democrats are in their continuing state of disarray, and reviewed plans for the Conley-Democrat barbecue in September. John seems to be in good shape, a little tired. He's on his way back to Texas tonight, but still fired up on organizing the Democrats, so things appear to be going well. End of August 2nd.